Chapter 1 Overview. Critical thinking is judicious thinking about what to believe and therefore what to do. It's a multidimensional skill. One gets better at it with practice. It involves understanding and then evaluating arguments for and against a particular claim. Critical thinking is neither negative, passive, destructive, nor adversarial. It is not cold, calculating, and unfeeling. And it is neither intuitive nor a matter of common sense. Critical thinking enables us to provide evidence and reasoning for our opinions and actions. It thus enables us to be autonomous or independent, in control of our lives. This is increasingly important as media conglomerates control what is said and how it's said, and what is not said. Critical thinking also increases diversity of opinion and thus the quality of citizenship. It enables us to handle conflict without evasion or aggression. Critical thinking is based on rational thought, which is superior to emotion, intuition, and faith as a basis for belief and action. Critical thinking skills can be applied not only to issues, but also to day-to-day decisions, as well as new or unfamiliar questions, ideas, and situations. There are many reasons for why we don't normally engage in critical thinking. It's intrinsically hard, and the loss of diversity makes it harder, and we seem hardwired to take the path of least resistance. Also, our society seems to encourage being non-judgmental, whether from etiquette, postmodernism, or relativism. It also discourages intellectualism. We are often manipulated into not thinking critically. Critical thinking often involves changing one's mind, which is something we may resist for a number of reasons. Also, we tend to believe what we want to believe. Our emotions may get in the way, so too might our reluctance to take responsibility for our opinions and actions.